This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Jefferson County, west of Denver, has declared systemic racism a public health crisis. The county's public health department says it will develop policies to better address inequalities and will improve its data collection so they can understand the health needs of everyone in the context of systemic racism. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue visited Colorado Friday. He met with the state's U.S. senators. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Secretary Perdue held a roundtable with Republican Senator Cory Gardner on what's called the U.S. Fire Outlook. Perdue says operations to fight wildfires may look a bit different this summer because of the coronavirus. That could include faster response and other steps to better contain wildfires on national forest land. Congress is currently discussing the next wave of federal coronavirus relief, and Gardner says his first priority is reopening the economy before deciding on longer-term federal aid for states. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD's free shuttle on Denver's 16th Street Mall resumes service today. It was shut down in the spring to help stop the spread of COVID-19. RTD says reopening the popular line is an important part of its effort to restore service across the metro area. And another day of warm temperatures across Colorado, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the Front Range, with strong winds and thunderstorms possible later, 60s and 70s for the Central Mountains, 90s for Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.